This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Amazing world that you and I live in together, and we share every day here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Yes, celebrating the day. It's all about the day, the week, the month, the year, especially this week, because everybody wants to go back and regurgitate all the old crap that's been a part of our year.
Yeah, year.
And
remember this, and remember that. Also, we remind ourselves that we have no concept of time, because something that happened at the beginning of the year, we're like, wait, wasn't that only 4 months ago?
Or yeah, right, exactly.
4 years ago?
Yep. We think that all the time. Well, I guess the thing that will be on people's minds for the rest of the year, at least people in upstate New York, is the blizzard, the death toll from the blizzard that has paralyzed western New York and eastern Pennsylvania, 28 people in that immediate area, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people are without power. And it's just one of those things. It's kind of a waiting game as much as anything else. The weather's getting a little bit better. It's still cold up there. That's what happens after a snowstorm. You may have, if you grew up in New England like I did, or any place where there has been frequent snow during the cold weather months, you know that right after the snowstorm, woof, does it get cold for about 24 to 48 hours. That's just seemingly what happens. And the Polar Express is really affecting those areas. So it's dangerous.
The train?
Yeah, the train. Yeah. No, what are we started calling it something else. It was a polar vortex. What the heck?
Polar vortex. Yeah, there's the vortex. The Arctic bomb.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Anyway, well,
the
weather has caused chaos in terms of traveling. Thousands of flights were canceled yesterday. Southwest Airlines is crumbling before your very eyes. Here was an airline whose purpose was to give people something of a better bargain, and they were successful in doing that. And so instead of keeping that formula, they've done what every other big airline has done, get bigger and bigger and become the same as the rest of them, so that now, Jay and I were talking about this earlier, it's no less expensive. You don't save any money flying on Southwest, any place that you go to. It's exactly the same price as most of the routes that are duplicated are American routes, because they both have their headquarters in Texas. Even though they fly all over the country, they have real competition with each other in and out of the Southwest. And
well,
so,
a lot of times they're the only nonstop option for some people.
Yes, they are. Yep, right. But just because they seem to have now lost their relationship with the flight attendants and the pilots. They used to have, you know, they used to have fun. I haven't flown in Southwest for a long time because I don't like it. I keep saying this all the time, as much flying as I do. I wish that Delta went more to the places that I go to, but American happens to be the one that does, and I have, you know, so many miles and stuff, it makes more sense to fly with them, but there's nothing really special in the air anymore, and the Southwest situation, it's just bad management. The guy who founded it, I remember interviewing him, his name is Herb Kelleher. He was a chain-smoking genius. He knew how to make this work, and he did, and the people around him, the woman that followed him, that ran Southwest for a while until they put this new guy in, they were fabulous. Now the new guy's a bean counter. He doesn't know what he's doing, as most of the other people that run these airlines. The only people, the guy who's president of Delta is a former pilot. He knows how to fly. He knows how the airline works. He knows how to deal with the people. So that's why Delta is the best airline. But Southwest is just a mess. So that's, I don't want to focus on that too long. In Ukraine, the Russians are at it. The Ukrainians are at it. That's pretty much what's been going on since the beginning of the year, right? If you look at the end of the year, Ukrainian forces are now recapturing a lot of the cities that the Russians came in to occupy early on.
They keep pushing them out.
So, okay, what's wrong with that? That's the headline for the year, I think. Russians lose, Ukrainians win. That's it. Now, there are some things that are happening with Taiwan and China that are a little bit concerning, I suppose, depending on how you look at it, much as anything else. They're bluster and huffing and puffing and stuff. So we've sent a bunch of more ships than planes into the area. And I was reading the story of one of these ships. It's a destroyer called the USS Zumwalt, named after the admiral. If you look at this, just Google this ship. $4.5 billion to make this thing. It has no window. It has no way of visually looking outside of the ship. Everything in it is technology, and everything about it is failing. So here we spend, this is another raw example of the military industrial complex gone completely awry. So these guys come up with a concept, and they convince the Navy that this is a ship they have to have, like a stealth ship. And if you look at it, it just looks like it was boarded up to begin with, right? Have you seen a picture of it? Did you look it up, Jay?
No,
the USS Zumwalt. That's the thing to look up. This is one of the ships that you and I as taxpayers have. It was named after Admiral Elmo Zumwalt, who is the youngest chief of naval operations in the history of our Navy.
This thing looks like something out of the future.
Yeah. It's a guided missile destroyer. Its main purpose is to provide anti-aircraft support for the rest of the fleet. But it looks like something that looks like it's all boarded up. Its construction took years and years. It took them 5 years to build this thing. Started in 2008. It was commissioned, actually, not until 2016. It went into the water in 2013, but it's only been in commission for 6 years. It has been nothing but trouble. There are a couple of other destroyers that are just like this, and they, you know, you think about how we get led down this path, and whether you as a taxpayer know what's going on with your money. The Zumwalt is the people that are in it are amazed and actually kind of afraid. It looks like a submarine that won't, you know, that won't go into the, it doesn't dive. Mm-hmm. That's the best way.
It looks like a prison. Yeah. It looks like a
prison. Yeah, it does. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think we are so easily led astray by all these people who say we have to spend more money on defense. It just is craziness. That seems to be the conservative line. You know, we have to spend more, we have to protect ourselves. Well, we spend more money, so-called, in the protection racket. And what do we get for? We are a secure country, to be sure. But do we have to spend as much money as every other, including the Chinese and the Russians? We spend more money on defense than all the other countries in the world combined. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to build.
That's working because wars aren't happening on our soil.
Right. But that doesn't mean that people aren't going to threaten us. I just think it's overdone. I don't know. I mean, I'd like to think that we could. Yeah, maybe what I'm thinking is Pollyanna-ish and not realistic. That's what a lot of people would say anyway. It's not realistic. But I don't know. It's frustrating. It is. It's just frustrating to see all of this stuff, frankly. All right, where are you going to celebrate New Year's Eve? What are you going to do for New Year's Eve? You figured that out yet? What are you and Ryan going to do?
Yeah, we are going to dinner and then just back home and hanging out with family. My parents, our son, and our nieces.
Yeah, I'm just looking around at... Oh, that didn't mean anything to me.
Ends in Y.
That's all. Yep. It's just another day. And Mark's, it's an interesting conversational piece. I remember when the last relationship that I had, we used to do New Year's Eve. Like, I think we had, this is maybe too much information. We had broken up for a while, and she decided that she wanted to come back. And so I remember she came over. I I wanted to be with her on New Year's Eve, and I hadn't talked to her for a while. So she came over to the house, and she sat on my bed, and she said, "I want to spend New Year's Eve." I said, "Why don't you come over here?" And she wasn't sure she wanted to, blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, she did. And we had a wonderful evening. It was one of the most memorable evenings that I can remember. Just sweetness and thinking about the future and stuff. And we toasted, and we were in bed at 10 o'clock, and yeah, I think I can't remember the last time we tried to stay awake until midnight, but we didn't. I can't remember actually the last time I was awake at midnight on a New Year's Eve. I can't. And normally, because I was on the air, if it was a weekday before you guys, you and Victoria, ruined it for me, I was on the air and I wanted, you know, to be.
Before we ruined it. I have only spent one New Year's Eve with you.
All right, so then it wasn't you. It was Victoria.
Blaming me.
Right, we'll blame. And of course, Jennifer was.
Victoria under the bus.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then, well, Jennifer was an unindicted co-conspirator because she didn't want to get up on New Year's morning either. So I think I did a couple of
New Year's mornings. At that point, Jennifer just stayed awake.
Yeah, right.
The time difference.
Yeah, I think that that's probably what she did a couple of times. Right. So under the circumstances, though, just when you think about what are you celebrating when you celebrate New Year's Eve? You're celebrating plans to look at the new year as a new opportunity, new beginnings, fresh. Everything about this time of year now, you've gone downhill into the end of the year. Like I used to spiral at the end of the year. Oh, man. But then the beginning of the year comes, and they can order seeds for the garden and seeds to plant for the animals that plant corn. And it's very easy. And the uptick here, the updraft is the days start getting longer. Right? We've already been through. We have a week of the new season. And it seems, I was chuckling to myself yesterday because it seemed like already the days seem longer. And we've only had a week, so we've added like 6 minutes to the daylight. But it just seems like things are brighter. And that's what the New Year's thing is all about as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that. 18 after on Good Day.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who has a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply. And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who has a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations. Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate.
Motique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Now 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm the Dugger with Jay Kirshner going through our social media, the trending items, stuff that people are talking about on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And by the way, you can connect with us. Facebook and Instagram, the address is at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter is Good Day On Air. I'm going to spend a moment talking about Terry Bradshaw because the more I look around, I'm not a sports guy, but I think there's been something about Terry Bradshaw. He's gone beyond the sports identity that he had. He always seemed to be kind of a character whenever you'd see him in an interview situation. He certainly has done a lot after playing. He's been involved with several networks when it comes to football, but he's done other things. He's having a tough time of it now. He doesn't look good, I don't think. He was talking about Franco Harris dying this past week. And then you look at him and people are commenting more on him than they are Franco Harris because he's had that cancer. He's got a couple of cancers, I think, doesn't he? Hasn't he? A couple of places in his body, Jay, and it seems to me he thought he had it and licked it.
And then something else pops back up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So hold a good thought for him. He's a good, interesting American character. Another interesting American character is Chris Pratt, the actor. We'll talk about the latest shenanigans in his life after this.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, let's get to Chris Pratt, shall we, Jay? Revealing on Instagram that he was stung by a bee in his eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so he's been following this bee lady. She's so cool and brave, he said.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's this Texas beekeeper named Erica Thompson, and he is just kind of like obsessed with her and watches his videos and how she will look at the beehive and then she'll be like, oh, the bees are calm today, and just kind of sift through the pack with her bare hands to pull out the queen and all of this. And so then he was out and he saw a beehive and he was like, this is his time to shine. And there was another person standing near him that was like, be careful, those are bees, there's bees in there. And he's like, no, the bees look calm. And as he just kind of
goes closer to him,
one comes out and stings him right in the eyeball.
Yeah, this is not, the bees, they're not going to bother you unless they perceive you're bothering them. It was like a cow I moved last night who had big horns, and I was bringing him to the farm, saving him, rescuing him from the Plymouth plantation. They were going to slaughter him, so I brought him back to the farm. I don't know this cow. Cow has horns that will come off in a couple of days, but in the meantime, you stay away. You keep your distance. If you don't know the animal, no matter what it is, and bees, why would you get into...
And they don't know you.
No, anything. Right.
Your bees know her.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a fragrance that goes with it. Their bees are very sensitive to smell. So as Jay has just said, hey, listen. And so apparently he was very nervous about this.
Yeah. You see a bee, you run.
Yeah. I think that's the lesson to take away from it. Yes. Stay away from bees. 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. Incoming Congressman George Santos, the Republican from New York, admitted in 2 interviews Monday of embellishing parts of his resume and said that he still plans to be sworn in at the start of the new Congress January 3rd. At least 25 people have died as a result of a winter storm in Buffalo, New York, with officials saying the number could rise. Across the country, 1 million energy customers lost power and thousands of flights were canceled. Southwest Airlines canceled more than 2/3 of its flights Monday, and that's not all. Today and tomorrow, Wednesday, they will be having more cancellations. New York Governor Kathy Hochul on the devastation from the once-in-a-lifetime storm in the Empire State.
Fortunately, we know that there will be more numbers that will be being unveiled as soon as they're actually confirmed, but there is substantial.
Monday Night Football last night, the Chargers beat the Colts 20-3. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Somebody wanted to know, Jay, what my bucket list of things to do this year. I have a plan.
That too.
At the beginning of the year. No, I don't. You know, I've lived my life not necessarily planning it. I've had things that I wanted to do, but if you'd have told me a year ago at this time, I'd be involved in a development deal to build a what we call an agri-hood, which is something we're going to talk about this week on the American Family Farmer. What does that mean to farms, and how does it work on a farm? If you'd have told me I would be involved, I would have told you you're nuts. but here I am, one-third of a group who is putting together something. And I bring, obviously, it's a development that's being built around a farm. And so this is my expertise is in the farming area and maybe helping to promote and make it work. But I really am surprised at what I'm learning or I'm finding it intriguing. Because like a whole new dimension to my life. I've not been involved in this business before, and I'm bringing, I suppose, maybe some of my business instincts to it, but pushing people along to get stuff done. And it just is, it's kind of a fun thing. I think what I was thinking, if I have one item that sort of overtook me at the beginning of the year 2022, it was to get out of remote work, even though that's how I do my work. It has always been how I do my work, but there are other things that were going on, some of the farm stuff that I wanted to put my hands on that I couldn't, you know, that sort of thing. And I guess we all have. You wouldn't have thought that you would be, at the beginning of the year, you were planning, you sold your house and you were going to buy another one in Nashville. You weren't planning to move back to Cleveland in the beginning of the of 2022,
had
right?
Had that been the plan, yeah, had that been the plan, we would have already bought a house in Cleveland at the end of the summer. All of our belongings, like 85% of our belongings, would not still be in storage, sitting in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, which is where we were planning to move.
Uh-huh. I told you.
Yeah, it's crazy how life really takes you places, and it's a fun ride when you let it.
Yeah. Brendan and I spent, when was Christmas, Saturday or Sunday? Saturday. No, Christmas was Sunday. So Saturday, Brendan and I went to, I have a storage locker from all the homes that I've owned in Los Angeles, and when I moved out, the last time I got a, I rented a storage locker. And it wasn't, it was big, but it wasn't that big. It had some furniture in it and some other things, the stuff I use for radio out there and my clothes and all the things I would have in my home. And it was the expense, the crazy. It just went, it was twice as expensive now as it was 6 or 7 years ago when I got it. And I thought to myself, what's in there that I need versus, you know, what am I keeping that I'll never use again? Mm-hmm. And so, and Brendan is a great believer in tossing whatever you're not using. So he said, okay, Dad, we're going over to, to the storage unit. So we did. We spent 5 hours there on Saturday cleaning out stuff, throwing it away. And he knows how apoplectic I get when I'm not a hoarder, but I don't like to throw things away that may have some value.
Or the emotional meaning. Like a lot of times we can't hold on to things because we're actually holding on to the time that we had that, where it's like, well, we still have this beloved memory. There's no reason for this object to still be in our lives while those memories can live on.
Yep. Tuesday, December 27th, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, we're talking about the aftermath of this winter storm. The number of people, it looks like 50 is the number now, who have died in this storm up in Buffalo, New York, in that area. There apparently is more snow on the way. And I'm looking at some of the drone video of police going up and down streets trying to get through to people that can't seem to get out of their homes, people who have died of a heart attack shoveling snow, you know, all kinds of things. But the drifts along the side of the road look like they're 6-7 feet. This is a winter storm that will be talked about, I'm sure, for a long time. And now the frigid Arctic. I always call it Arctic, but it's Arctic air. There's another, it's like frozen city, like frozen city up there. And you look around, they had 4 feet of snow on top of the 4 feet of snow that they already had. The people that were trapped in their cars, you see some of them, they just had to stop because the whiteout conditions, they couldn't drive. Mm-hmm. And then they got stuck and they were in their cars for 2 days.
This is why you should always make sure you leave the house with a coat, because a lot of people are like, oh, I don't need a coat. I'm going to be in my car and I'm only going to be outside for a brief amount of time from walking from my car to another place. Have blankets in your car. Sometimes have like a snack and some additional water, but also be aware that it might freeze if it's really cold.
Yeah. Well, the storm came in after 2 inches of rain fell, so that froze, and that made everything like an ice skating rink. And then the 40-mile-an-hour winds that blew up the snow drifts because it got cold fast, the snow was dry, so then there was that they had to deal with. And I'm thinking back to, remember February of 77 or 78? Somewhere, I think it was 78. The Northeast was, the entire Northeast was like unbelievably messed up because of a snowstorm. I remember I was in the bus business at the time, and I used to run the buses from Boston to Worcester, and we had a bus that was stuck on a hill on Route 9, which was the major thoroughfare at the time between Boston and Worcester, and the bus couldn't get up the hill, and it just had been cars around it, and there were 80 cars. They didn't have a pile up, they just couldn't move, and they stayed in the snow on that road. I remember driving over a bridge, looking down, trying to, you know, we got to them, we managed to get to the people that were in the bus and other people that were around. But then there was no way, you couldn't transport them. They had to walk wherever they were going because nobody could get anywhere. Mm-hmm. It was the most amazing blizzard. And I think locally, even like 55 or 60 people died as they stayed in their cars. The cars ran out of gas and, you know, they froze to death because it got, you know, it was only 14 or 15 degrees a day or two after the storm. It was really, man, one of them amazing reality. All right, well, food to fill. We just hold a good thought for all these people and be thankful it isn't happening to you. I guess that's kind of the way you look at it under the circumstances. Here's a note for small to mid-sized business owners. If your business stayed open during COVID, you have a very important date with COVIDpayment.com to get some very good news for you. The federal government set aside funds in that CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during the 2020 and 2021 struggles with COVID. So the payments that would come to you now are not loans. You don't have to pay them back. You get your hands on the money by going to COVIDpayment.com. Your company can qualify if you stayed open during the COVID problem 2020-2021, up to $26,000 per employee. That's right, you heard it correctly, $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com, answer a few simple questions, and then the folks who are experts there will help you get what you deserve. Nobody knows more about this than these people, so why not trust them to get what you need and what you do? They'll do all the work, and they'll take a percentage of it once you have gotten the funds. COVIDpayments.com. Businesses of all types, everything you can think of, restaurants, construction, nonprofits, churches, you name it. Anybody who took a PPP loan, you'll get more money and you don't have to pay it back, up to 26 grand per employee. Please check out for your own benefit the things that are available to you by visiting COVIDpayment.com.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
44 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. One of the things that's been a constant in this program over the years since the 1970s, in the early 1990s has been the presence of Uri Geller. And you all remember last week I was visiting with him in his home in Jaffa. Old Jaffa, learned a lot about the city that I didn't know. For example, Napoleon started his war in the Middle East from that spot. It's the oldest port in the world. All right, so that's my historical point of view. What are you thinking about today? You're always thinking about something. What's on your mind, Uri?
Yeah, just to correct you, Napoleon invaded Old Jaffa 10 meters from the entrance to my museum, killed 3,000 Ottomans, and that's when it all started. But, you know, a lot of people ask me about Albert Einstein, and I tell people, and if you'll allow me to give them all my tips, I tell people that you can easily make your brain more powerful than Einstein. And, you know, he was one of the greatest thinkers of the 20th century. And we always know, and we feel that we're using only 10% of our brain. So I'd like to how to use more than 10% of your own brain.
All right, you're on.
Let's begin.
Yes.
First of all, our mind power is like an iceberg with almost 90% lying hidden beneath the surface. But it's hidden, but still there. And it's awfully massive. Now, let's call our hidden 90% of our mind power the subconscious. Now, the subconscious, Doug, is like the subcontinent of Alexander's days. You know, it's a vast treasure house waiting to be explored and utilized. Also, our subconscious, Doug, is always listening, absorbing, soaking up experience, like almost like a sponge. So what I'm telling you guys, everyone who's listening, talk to your subconscious. Talk to that submerged 90% of your mind. Tell it again and again. I'm strong, I'm relaxed, I'm happy. Because your subconscious will absorb this message and it will make it true. Sometimes, and most people don't believe in this, but sometimes your subconscious talks back. When it talks back to you, listen to it. Listen carefully. Because messages from your subconscious are, I call them instinct. I call them intuition. That's how I found my thought factory, with intuition. These are psychic gifts that we all have. So develop your psychic mind power. Listen to your subconscious and use even more of your brain than Albert Einstein. That simple. So if you follow my tips, you will be very successful and you will draw into your life whatever you wish, whatever you imagine. How's that?
Sort of that's a play on my theme of thoughts are things. Frankly, I learned a lot from you as we went through. I was thinking of the book Mind Power that was out. Was that in the 90s? When I remember the Orange Circle, and that was a book.
Yes.
But there was another book that was called Mind Power that's still in publication, is it not? Can't people find all these books from you on Amazon, the earlier ones? And yeah.
You know, all the books in the world are on secondhand bookstores, on eBay, on Amazon. But you can still find my old Mind Power kit. But I urge you to get my new books. I Learn How to Doubt, which is basically I'm teaching people how to use the most powerful search engine in the universe, and that's your intuition. And my other book is You Can Have It All, because I started from nothing, like you, Doug. We were two poor kids growing up in poverty, but we made it because we believed in ourselves, because we sent that message out to the universe, I want to be successful, I want to be wealthy, I want to be healthy. And if you know how to do it, these wishes will come true.
You know, one of the things that comes, the power of prayer, and some could argue that, as you just described, using your mind. I do this, by the way, when I go to sleep at night. I go to bed. I say all these things that you just, I think them and I say them. And it's a great way to put your mind into a good place, because when you go to bed, certainly a lot of powerful things are created. So take Uri's advice. Also, become a citizen of Lamb Island. You can check that out at Uri's website, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com. Thanks, Uri. Talk to you soon. It's 10 before the hour.
Bye.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here we go. Maureen McGovern.
We'll escape the darkness. We won't be searching anymore.
This is not the original version, but we get the drift. The morning after Maureen McGovern contributed that to the Poseidon Adventure, Chuckers watched that movie 300 times, and it's like a job to him.
It is. Well, ask me what I'm going to do tomorrow night.
What are you going to do tomorrow night, Chucker?
Okay, I've invited my employees, most of them in high school and college, and some personal friends to come down to the Pocono Cinema in East Strasburg. I'm going to do a private screening of the Poseidon Adventure for his 50th anniversary. I'm going to buy some food and serve them some popcorn, soda, roll on me, simply for my own self-gratitude.
Of course it is.
We're going to do it.
Yeah. No, it's
but
good.
I
got to
tell you, there's nothing cooler, in my opinion, than watching the Poseidon Adventure with an audience. It's, as you know, my all-time favorite film. It's the perfect time of the year. New Year's.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm going to tell you something which still amazes me. Is Irwin Allen, when he produced that movie, hired Ronald Neame, who is a director of dramas. He did a movie called The Prime of Miss Jean Brody. And it was a good marriage because Irwin Allen was just, he was like the George Steinbrenner of movie making, just uncontrollable. Mm-hmm. But when he had a good director, he made good movies, which was The Poseidon Adventure and The Towering Inferno. But those sets in that movie for $5 million budget, I still think are incredible. The engine room, it looks just It looks so much better than the remake Poseidon, which was $150 million movie. But,
It was really, it was quite the thing. And it was Lindsay, I think it was the first time we saw Lindsay Nielsen in a role that wasn't.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, obviously he went on to do the Naked Gun airplane movies, but, he's the captain, and he has one line in that movie. I sort of chuckle at when right before the wave hits, he looks at the officer and he says, "By the way, Happy New Year." It's like, it's like a straight line reading, but you could almost see where he's able to do parody.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis wishes her late mother could see her legacy as the number one movie of all time. We were talking about this Psycho, an Alfred Hitchcock horror film, was released in 1960, tops the list of Variety's most important movie of all time. What do you think of that? Do you agree with that?
Now, listen, it's obviously an important movie because it was groundbreaking at the time. And what it did, what it did is it took a main character and really spun the audience on its head when they killed her off in the shower, because most people thought that character would be in the last frame of the film. So that was actually really cool. I'm actually a bigger fan of Psycho 2, which came out in 1982.
Why?
But obviously Alfred Hitchcock was a groundbreaking director.
Okay. Yeah, but why do you like the second one more than the first one?
I'll tell you why. Because the Norman Bates character is likable in the second film, and you sort of root for him. He's sort of an anti-hero. And I just like the homages and the way it's done. It's more modern. I do enjoy it.
Yeah.
Here's one thing. Box office news of interest. Avatar, Way of Water, on Monday, yesterday, did $32 million, which is higher than projected. So 4-day week at $96 million. That's the only bright spot, really, at the box office. Everything else is shakehead. It should be a lot better. But
that includes the Whitney Houston movie. Yeah. I was talking about that yesterday. Clive Davis talking about how she tried to give up drugs. He tried to get her off of drugs, and it was it was fruitless. So anyway, that's the story. That's our report. Chuck Curry here on Movie Moments on the Good Day program at 58 past the hour.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy! No. Yeah, we really lost a stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage. At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.